to blame for the love that's deep inside us now. Still the same. And the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down.
Okay, welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours with two hard-hitting interviews. First with Greg Pound from Florida. We're going to update the story there regarding the Department of Children and Family Services and how they've been kidnapping children. And that's just an incredible story, and Greg's back with some new information. And then in our second hour, we're going to talk to an average American doing above-average things and his push to form that Committee of Hope. He's got a number of people in Atlanta, Georgia. And we're going to talk to Glenn Wright, a really interesting character, regarding the Tour of Hope. And we'll get to that in the second hour. I just wanted a couple program notes. As far as RBN, the turmoil at RBN, the website is now back up at republicbroadcasting.org, and you can get that at republicbroadcasting.org. Okay, and that's the RBN website. And I had on my website at arcticbeacon.com. You could have listened to the stream up until the website came up at http://911blog.org, but now you can just go to the RBN website and listen to the feed. So that's good news. You can go back to RBN now, but go to republicbroadcasting.org. You can also listen to my show and others on the Republic Broadcasting Network at 12.180, and that is 12.180 shortwave, and also on satellite. Today, like I mentioned, I'm going to have on Greg Pound from Florida, and this story is just an unbelievable story about how four of his children have been kidnapped, and I literally mean that in the legal sense of the word, if you really look at this story, kidnapped by the state of Florida. Now, Greg Pound's story isn't just an exception to the rule. I mean, there's hundreds, thousands of kids that have been taken away illegally, and how they do it is through a system through Department of Children and Family Services. And Greg's story shows you that even a simple accident reported to a hospital could lead to the taking away of your children. And if you don't think so, you're going to have to listen to the story. And he's going to update it because he just saw his kids. He gets to see them maybe once a month. And it's just incredible. They've been gone for 2 years. Now, what makes the story even more incredible is that after four children were taken away, his wife had another baby. And guess what happened? They wanted to take that baby and so now she's in hiding, and we're going to get to him after the break, of course. And it's just an incredible story, because when you find out exactly what they've been doing, you'll just shake your head, because your first reaction is, well, he must have done something wrong. There must be something in his background. Well, when you check him out, he's crystal clear as far as his police record. Him and his wife have a nice house in Florida. She was studying to be a teacher. He's always provided for his children, but still, they were taken away. And it's a very interesting story as far as the corruption in the courts, why they are taking these kids. So we're going to get to him after we can get him on the line. We're having a problem right now, but I'm sure we'll work that out. If not, I will definitely update the story for you, and we'll move on and maybe take some calls. But you can get a hold of us again at RBN. Republicbroadcasting.org is the website, is back up, and you can call us at 800-313-9443. And I'll be back after this short break.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. Inner Health Botanicals, home of Inner Food, the revolutionary energy drink, and Nutra Cafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our Inner Food formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. Inner Health uses as many organic, wildcrafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit Inner Health at innerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-food.com. Or call 866-762-9238. Inner Health is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274.
Oh, walking towards Washington. Two pieces come.
We're back on the Investigative Journal live today, and I apologize for yesterday. I had to put on a rebroadcast. We had another storm in Colorado, and I lost my power and phone all day. So, again, hit with more snow here. Unbelievable, over 8.5 feet of snow in the area I live, and that's about 15 miles above Boulder, Colorado, which is at about 5,600 feet. We're about 8,400 feet here, but beautiful, but yeah, a lot of snow. So I want to apologize for what happened yesterday, but everything is normal now, and we're back on the air. As far as the situation at RBN, let me just explain where you can reach RBN on the web right now. Instead of going to your familiar rbnlive.com, you go right now to republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org, and you're going to see the website there intact. And also the archives are going to be shortly up. They're going to be updated soon, but the old archives are still up. and you can go and access RBN Live from there. On my website at arcticbeacon.com, I have a note at the top of the page, which I'll have to change a little later, which says, until the turmoil is resolved, go to 911blog.org. But there had been a number of people. I checked this out last night. It's very interesting. A number of independent people were putting up streams for RBN to help out, and there was just incredible. There were numerous places you could have picked it up on the Internet, and I really want to thank those people for keeping the freedom of the airwaves alive and well. And so you can get all your shows on RBN right now. They're all being broadcast live, and you could pick it up again at republicbroadcasting.org. Now, also, you can listen to my show on 12.180 shortwave, which is great. There's a lot of shortwave listeners out there. And also on the satellite, if you have a satellite system, you can catch it all over the world. And one of the things I always like to mention on my show, it's quite interesting how many people, at least I have a loyal following overseas, and a number of people, Americans living in different countries, people who want to find out what's happening, really happening in America. So we get listeners from all over the world. Yesterday I read you an email from somebody in Australia who listens. Today I received one from London, and we have a whole group of people there who listen to the Investigative Journal and other shows on RBN. So this is not just a domestic show here for America. We're listened all around the world, and I want to thank people for tuning in. I'm going to rearrange things, and we're going to bring on Glenn Wright. And I used to do, over the years, I've done this segment called Average Americans Doing Above Average Things. And, boy, just some interesting people. I love talking to the real people that in the heartland of our country, trying to get a beat on what's happening. And Glenn has come forward with an interesting story. Let me just give you a little background. About 4 or 5 months ago, I brought on a guy from an insider, Illuminati insider from the Monte Carlo P2 Lodge. And if you don't know anything about that lodge, you got to start reading, because there's a real network of people in the Illuminati and the New World Order that work together all around the world. And they use a Freemasonry at the high levels as a way to basically get together, as a way to network their movement all over the world. And so I brought on a gentleman by the name of Leo Zagami, who started to bring out such interesting things about how they really operate, who are the real culprits, tracing even names to 9/11 and how it was orchestrated and talked about at the high levels of the Monte Carlo Lodge, naming some names as far as members like former Archbishop Marcinkus, Licio Gelli, Commandante Giorgio Ugo Ballastieri, an Italian who was deeply into the arms trade, who now is the head of the Rotary Club in New York and still doing his evil deeds down there. Well, he was talking about how all these guys knew about 9/11, actually were planning it with people in the Vatican and our government. So if you want to know who the real culprits are, sometimes you got to go really deep below the surface. And, of course, those are allegations. But anyway, we need to find out who really was behind it and what they're going to do in the future. So Leo started talking and decided to do something more on a grassroots level. And what I mean by that is he wanted to start what was called a Tour of Hope. And what he meant by that all over the world was to form committees, groups of people in different cities who would, at a low level, form a charter to fight these people and to organize and to bring myself, Leo, other people to speak to kick it off. And when Glenn Wright from Atlanta, Georgia heard about it, he took some action and has got a number of people together. And I just wanted to bring him on and to get his side of the story, how he feels not only about this Tour of Hope, but what's happening in America from his neck of the woods. And Glenn, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to find out. Tell us where you're from and how you got involved. What inspired you to organize up until this point, getting a number of people together to move Leo's idea of the Tour of Hope across the country and in the world? Go ahead.
Well, Greg, I'm a lover of truth. I'm in the greater Metro Atlanta area. And in seeking truth, I've come across your website, and on your website you've discussed with Leo many revealing things about the corruption in the world and in our country. I'm a lover of America. I'm a father. I'm Caucasian. I'm straight. I'm married. And I see things that the Constitution is supposed to guarantee and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Well, with my boys growing up, that's starting to look a little dim. And I think the only way we can defend ourselves is to know the truth and to get the truth out there. Now, the time is near at hand which must determine whether Americans are to remain free or become slaves. And when tyranny and oppression come to this land, it will be in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Now, one man with courage makes majority. And I'm a firm believer, Greg, in the people. If given the truth, they can be depended upon to meet any national crisis. The great point is to bring them the real facts, and that's what you and I believe Leo is going to help us with.
Yeah, and the one point I wanted to make, and that's the one point that's interesting, is that you said they're going to bring tyranny through this the use of phony enemies and terrorism, and that's a real hurdle many Americans have not made yet. In this program and on the Internet and certain talk radio shows and alternative media have talked about it, but in the mainstream they are still being brainwashed, and I think that's an interesting point. How did you first come to understand that perhaps they were creating a phony enemy?
Well, I did some more research on the Founding Fathers, and actually that is a quote from James Madison. I suggest that everyone go out there, and if they read the Constitution, and they read about the lives of the forefathers, and they even just at the minimum, go on the Internet and find famous quotes of the Founding Fathers and just read through them, and they'll see their heart and their mind. And it's almost prophetic when they wrote this Constitution and the liberties to give us or to ordain us through freedom of this country, that what their heart really is. That was a quote from James Madison. Mm-hmm. He said, if tyranny and oppression come to this land, it will be in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. I mean, they knew this. That's why they wrote the Constitution. And it seems like our Constitution has been used for toilet paper. It's amazing. And I'm one individual that is a little bit upset, and I'm going to do something about it.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we need all over the country, to get more people like you to really come forward and say, hey, look, something is wrong here, and I want to do something about it, not just talk about it. And that's really important. Now, when we talk about the Constitution, this might be interesting to you, but a lot of times, occasionally over the years, I've had conversations with people inside of the Illuminati, and we talk, and they basically, when I mentioned that the Constitution is being destroyed by the leaders of our country, you know what this gentleman's reply was? And he was an insider. He said this: it's not being destroyed. They don't even think it exists. And how they operate is basically the Constitution is used to just placate American people. But they, as these high-level people, never even believe it existed to begin with. That's how they think. They just basically flaunt the law and use the Constitution as a means to allow people to believe there's freedom in this country, when in fact it's actually more fascist than free if you look at how the laws and how the Constitution really is used in reality. That's an interesting point, isn't it?
I believe it is. There's three laws to tyranny that I know of. Number one is any power that can be abused will be abused. Abuse always expands to the full limits of resistance to it. And three, if people don't resist the abuses of others, they will have no one to resist the abuses of themselves, and tyranny will prevail. And we can't have that happen here.
All right, Glenn, we're going to take a break and then come back and talk more about how you're forming this tour of hope, more of your thoughts about America and what's going on, back in after this short break on the Investigative Journal.
desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature, Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a three-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads, people sleeping in broken beds. Ain't no use jiving, ain't no use joking, everything's broken.
Okay, we're back in the Investigative Journal, and my guest is Glenn Wright from Atlanta, Georgia, and he's a patriot who's trying to do something with what's called forming a committee of the Tour of Hope, which is going to be a grassroots movement all over the world to confront the Illuminati, confront the evil people in our government, including the entire Congress, the entire executive branch, confront the tyranny that's actually in front of us in this country in kind of a grassroots way by forming a charter, just as we did when we created this country. And it'll be quite interesting to see that since we started this idea a couple of weeks ago, hundreds of people have emailed in our forming groups. And I wanted to bring Glenn on as kind of a point man from Atlanta to show what he's done and how this could grow and how he could get in touch with other people in other parts of the country and make this a reality. And how we were going to kick it off was I would use my time and Leo, when he comes to America to speak at these different groups, to kick it off and then to really bring some information that you don't get anywhere else. Now, one thing that's important is, you know, when I started to research what was really going on in America, you almost have to realize you got to train yourself to think a little differently. And what I mean by that is you can't you have to have an outline in your mind so you can actually understand what's happening, bring the facts, and make a decision. And what's happened in America is you're not getting anything that will even get you close to really what's going on, and that's really orchestrated. Now, the second thing is they've dumbed down America to a point where no one is really in the mood to think about the real important things in life, and they want you to just watch the pablum they give you on TV. Now, what I try to do is say, listen, the best way to start here is to look at your history. Look for hidden history that's been taken from you, and to compile that, and to go into each particular story and to find the facts, and then through that, you can use that as a basis for what's happening now, and then taking each fact that's happened in our country over, you can start back from Kennedy and work your way up, and then to analyze it as an investigator, to take the facts on both sides, and then to come to a conclusion based on what you found. Now, most of what you're going to find on one side is going to be what the mainstream media is telling you. Now, what you're going to find on the other side is, like I said, hidden history, and also all the people that have been working hard over time on the internet, usually mostly there, and on shows like this that are bringing forth information so that you can make a judgment. Now, Glenn has done this and come to the conclusion. Tell us the conclusions you've come to, Glenn.
Well, the conclusion, it really starts with a conclusion. You know, it's the whole matter is to fear God and keep his commandments. Now, this is man's all. This is according to Ecclesiastes. This is God will bring every work into its judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. Now, the contest is not between us and them, but between good and evil. And if those who would fight evil, adopt the evil ways, evil wins. And we're not to do that. You know, first thing we can do is read the Communist Manifesto and just look at that. I was in a discussion with some friends last week, and I said, you know, this country has become communist. They said, oh, surely you don't think that. So, well, just have you read the Communist Manifesto? They didn't even know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ignorance is unbelievable across this nation. And we need to speak out, and that's, you know, this tour of hope. I can't wait for Leo to come here. I mean, it's fantastic. I've got a few guys here that are getting geared up. We're going to start handing out flyers, stand in front of, who knows, Walmarts, for all I know, and hand out flyers to everyone. Call all the Catholic people, call the Jesuits, call the Masons, call them all in to hear what Leo has to say. Because they've been deceived all their lives. I mean, it's just the beginning.
Yeah, and so now you've formed a group together of people, and basically an initial reaction. How did you really, what really made you go that next step? Just the message that Leo was giving was so different and so unbelievable that you thought it needed to be heard by others? Was that the main reason?
Yeah, the main reason is that he's willing to step forward. And I'm not the greatest leader of men, but I can stand behind someone that is willing to lead and promote them as much as I can. And that's where I come in. That's my forte, is helping others achieve their best. And I, you know, Leo's willing to step forward. He has inside information. He's a powerful informant. I mean, that's what we need to get behind.
Right. And one of the interesting things you mentioned was to bring some of these lower level people to these kind of meetings to listen. Because I think a lot of people, even in the lower, for example, in the lower echelons of the FBI, in the lower echelons of the Jesuit order, have no idea really what's going on. And these are really people we have to get to, and that's really an interesting point. So what about, how's it going there as far as organizing this so far?
Well, we've only had, maybe a week so far to get going. So right now I'm just talking to friends and family and getting numbers together to organize a group to go out and start splatting this across Atlanta.
Right. And you know what? One of the interesting things, we're going to come back after this short break, and I want to give out the phone number if you want to call us at 800-313-9443. And if you want to start a group in your town, we can talk to you about how to do that, the Tour of Hope Committee, and then network with people all over the world who have begun to organize. And I'm going to start going over a few of the other places in the country that are doing the same thing that Glenn Wright's doing. So listen, the point becomes this, people. You know, I've had emails from people.
Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com. Or call 800-724-2719. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, we're back for the second half hour on the Investigative Journal. My guest is Glenn Wright from Atlanta, Georgia, who is getting organized, forming what he's calling a Tour of Hope Committee. And this was started by one of my guests, Leo Zagami, who I brought on about 4 or 5 months ago. And let me tell you, since I brought him on, I've noticed recently a couple other talk show hosts are having him come on and spread the word. And usually in a case like this, and let me tell you why I believe Leo is so credible. I had a number of years where I lived in Italy, and I worked in Rome, and I saw a lot of the things that were happening back then in the 80s, which are exactly what's going on here at a bigger scale. Well, there's a much more to, there's a bigger war going on in this country. They used Italy primarily as one of their test countries, and they did the same thing, propagated terrorism. I can pinpoint discussions in Italy through with Kissinger involved in the terrorism there, with Michael Ledeen, who still works in the White House, involved. These people have been doing this a long time, and they're networked all over the world. So basically the idea was to network against them all over the world, to let them know that we know what they're doing. And then the last point is to not be afraid to put your name on the dotted line. And what I mean by that is You got to come out, and don't give me this, don't email me and say anonymous. I understand certain things, but, you know, it's time that you put your name on the dotted line and you say, listen, I am against what's happening, and I don't really care if you know it anymore, and I'm going to fight for it for the rest of my life. Because, you know, hanging in the balance is your country, is a place that, I still consider to be one of the most, a place that has so much potential, a place that we could do so much. But we have all, and I mean this, have become so apathetic. We've been given, fed everything with a silver spoon. And now it's time to understand that they're going to take that away. And their whole idea was to always hoodwink you into believing something that was not really the truth. And that's the key. So I want you to give us a call today if you got even an idea about what you want to do to stop what's happening in our country, because it's only going to take a whole bunch of voices. 800-313-9443 to call that number and then to let us know how you feel, because maybe you can start one of these committees in your town and fight these guys on a real logical basis. I mean, you must start thinking properly. And what I mean by that is you got to outline things. You got to say, okay, let's take, for example, and let's do this together, Glenn. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, let's take 9/11. All right? Now, here's what needs to be done on 9/11. We need to look, and I mean this seriously, you have to really piece out every fact that the government has told us. You have to look at that. And then you have to, on the other side, make a list and put down what you've seen from other researchers, independent researchers, that lead you to a conclusion that the government story can't hold any water. And that's how you have to do it. You can't just come out and say, oh, 9/11 was an inside job without being able to back it up. And I can assure you that I've gone through these steps, and I have found that the one key thing here is that all the facts the government gives you do not add up. The facts you start looking at are the real facts that have been hidden, and when you put those, you know, it can only lead you to one conclusion. That first, the government story isn't true, and now we're going to try to figure out why it's not true and what really happened. And then go to the final step, and that is, who did it? And that's where even the alternative media, they just aren't going deep enough. What they're doing is, saying, oh, it was an orchestrated effort through the government. Well, maybe the government was using the Mossad, and then maybe the government was using, a terrorist organization. No, this thing was organized at high levels, and it needs to, and you got to get to the top of all of them before you ever solve this problem. And what they do is even misdirect the alternative media to believe it is somebody else that's causing 9/11. Now, that's only one, only one part of this story. But do you agree with me on my thinking pattern?
Absolutely. The way I look at it is, who benefits from it, and what are the alternatives, or what are the benefits? Why are they benefiting from it? Who's benefiting, and why they're benefiting from it?
Right. And one thing about 9/11, let's just talk one point here. They love to, in many alternative stories that I've read from a number of different researchers, they pinpoint, there's one interesting fact. They always go back to that story about those laughing Mossad agents, Israelis, and how they were interconnected with 9/11, shooting all the blame then to what? An orchestrated effort through the Jews, through the Mossad, to bring down the World Trade Center. Well, the point is that you got to look at it, I look at it just a little differently. I think they used the Mossad and those people to do that, to lead you into the wrong direction. And actually, the whole thing is orchestrated by people above that are using all of the intelligence agencies for their purposes, working together, the KGB, the CIA, Mossad, all of them working together. Now, the point of the matter is, always keep the people's eye off the ball, misdirection. And that's what they do. And you know what? The 9/11 truth movement has been so infiltrated, so skewed, so off the table, as far as I'm concerned, that the real key here is you have people that died. I've even had, mothers come on my show and talk about it and how they can't get justice. And that's the key. They don't ever want you to get justice, and they'll keep you from ever trying to get to the real culprits through the use of, one, manipulation in the mainstream media, manipulation in the 9/11 movement. And so I'm always suspect, and that's what really this tour of hope is about, to get to these facts too. For example, I say if you form a committee in your town, invite all these infiltrators to come because there's really nothing to hide. Talk about it. But why should we not talk about the real culprits and go as deeply as it is as necessary to do that? Because that's what any investigator would do. And I just want to applaud you for coming forward and helping this cause. And let's do this. Let's go to the phones. And maybe Gary from Tennessee, you're on the Investigative Journal. Do you have anything to add, Gary?
How you doing today, Greg?
Good.
I was listening to your gentleman. I was multitasking. I didn't get everything. I too believe that if you do the godly things, that hopefully things will work out. But there's also a saying, God takes care of those that take care of themselves. So we're here to occupy the earth until the second coming. I think that's kind of a given. But the thing that it just irritates me to no end when I turn on the television and I hear some senator or congressman or George Bush, other than this reference to the Constitution in private as being a GD piece of paper, but they talk about your Constitution, they talk about your constitutional rights, which they aren't rights, they are areas that the government is not supposed to infringe upon. They are given from God. They are not government rights, privileges, or whatever the hell you want to call them. But the thing that all these talk show hosts, and maybe you with exception, are not realizing that we have a dual citizenship here. You are a U.S. corporate citizen. Under maritime law, UCC-1, admiralty law, and all this other stuff, but you are so of the posterity of 1776. Now, they have changed the government, starting with the Reconstruction Act, the Federal Reserve Act of 1933, the Trading with the Enemy Act in 1913, Trading with the Enemy Act, 1933. So the average person, even though your politicians are doing this Orwellian doublespeak, are talking about all these things you have, try to get it in a court of law. You walk into, I'm in Camden, Tennessee, small town. You walk into the courtroom, and I damn well guarantee you there's gold fringe on the flag, and that judge will tell you that you have no constitutional rights in this venue. So you have two citizenships here, and you've got to go to this Terry Lee thing. Terry Lee CD, from what I saw of it, along with what I have done myself personally, filing the proper paperwork, have rescinded basically the U.S. corporate citizenship, and I am asserting my of the posterity of 1776 and the original organic constitution of both the state and the federal. This is what nobody's getting, and I blows my mind.
Well, here, you can get that, and Glenn, you can get this too off my website. I have Terry Lee's initial CD on there that I'm selling there. A number of people have already purchased it, and I've had Terry on my show many times, and what you say is correct. Because basically there, and I love that the stance he's taken, because what he's done is he said, look, you can be a sovereign citizen again. You can actually rescind your corporate citizenship, and here's how you do it. And you know what? That is so important. And I mean, I want to discuss that with many of the people in these committees of hope and how to do this. And you can start out by getting a CD off my website at arcticbeacon.com. But there's two areas here that are important. One, you can say, yes, this, I do not want to be a corporate slave anymore. Well, how do you do it? Well, you start out first by getting back your real Christian name. And you do that through a court proceeding that anyone can go to, and it's not adversarial. It is basically asking the court to recognize your rights and who you really are, and they will do that. And so there's an interesting little brief that's already prepared. Take it into your county courthouse, and that's the first step. But it goes much deeper, and all you have to do is think this way, Glenn and Gary from Tennessee, who's on the line, and anybody else listening. You have to think this way, that each and everything that you've done in your life, under the Social Security or your Social Security card, even your driver's license, every other contract that you've entered into, whether it be willing or without knowledge, basically being done through the use of their system that automatically assumes you're in it if you just stand by. And allow the same contracts every day to continue until you start rescinding everything that is the chains that they bind you with. And legally they can do that through silence and abstentia, which means that if you stay silent in this, you're automatically you're agreeing to being their slave. So it's a real simple, it's a hard process, but yet it's a very rewarding one, because while you're talking, while you're doing all the things in the movement, for example, that Glenn will be doing in the Tour of Hope and other people around the country and other organizations, this is a real positive step at freeing yourself. They don't want you to know this, because the more you get educated, the more you break away from them, and they want to keep you dumb. Now, the next step is to start understanding one positive statement I'm going to make today. The income tax in our country is voluntary, legally voluntary. And what that means is, if you want to pay it, go right ahead. If you don't want to pay it, just don't pay it. And then you got to figure out how to do that. And it's not that difficult. In fact, next week, Monday, write this down, at 11 a.m. Central, I will have Robert Clarkson, who I consider to be one of the most educated former lawyers on this particular subject, and he helps out hundreds and thousands of people unravel and take the money for your family. Don't give it to the criminals. And if the law justifies that, which it does, then why do you, if you want to pay, stupid, go ahead and pay. But you don't have to pay. And everybody goes, well, it can't be voluntary. Yes, it is. It is voluntary. And Greg, that is the beauty behind that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Greg?
Absolutely.
Am I still on?
Yeah.
Oh, the $64,000 question is, if you have dual citizenship and you rescind the U.S. corporate citizenship and the U.S. Constitution and the state constitutions are all U.S. corporate documents, even your city, local, it doesn't make a bit of difference what level you go to, then by their observation, you become a enemy combatant under the Patriot Act, etc. So I guess basically once you rescind that and you become a true American, that's what I call it. I mean, there's capitalized, uncapitalized, all sorts of other legal jargon. I guess you're down to the law of the gun.
Yeah, and here's Glenn's on the line still here, and Gary from Tennessee's on the line. Call us 800-313-9443 if you want to continue this discussion. But what I want to say this very clearly to people. The reason for 9/11, the reason for the necessary terrorist act, was to put in place these laws, the Patriot Act,
exactly,
other laws, to take away your rights, people, so that when the real problem comes, when they start to really push another terrorist act on you that's going to be even bigger than 9/11, they can declare martial law. And what they're doing is setting you up. Anybody like you, me, Glenn, I can name hundreds of people, and they speak out, are going to be, all they're going to say is, oh, you're collaborating with the enemy. And you can be put away. They can come in and take your bank accounts. They can go through your mail now. They can go and listen to every conversation you're making on the telephone.
They can also die.
They
too.
Do that. You know, and is that America? Now listen, people, you don't have to listen to that garbage because you're not an enemy combatant. They are the enemy, and they always love to turn it around. And that's exactly what they've done in other countries. That's exactly what they're going to do to you. And that's exactly why, Glenn, it's important what you're doing in Atlanta. And we're gonna take a short break here, and I'm going to bring Glenn back. And then, Gary, if you want to get involved with this Tour of Hope thing, you have a lot of great information about the sovereign citizenship. And I really think you should get some people in your community together and then keep in touch with us. All right, take a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Lose the love I knew, but safely lead me through.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Long time, no see. Short time for you and me. So fine, so good. We're on the road like you knew we would. First night, so long. State of mind, what can go wrong?
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal, and I wanted to mention my guest is Glenn Wright. I want to thank Gary from Tennessee for his comments. And if you want to call us, 800-313-9443, if you want to talk about the Tour of Hope, how you can get involved. You can also contact me at Arctic Beacon, ARCTICBEACON.com, or call me at 509 242-9681, and I can get you in touch and show you how to organize this group, and we'll move this thing along the country. So let's get back to you, Glenn. So now you're going to form this group. Tell us, how do you envision this thing playing out?
Well, main thing is just to get the word out that there's going to be a meeting. I don't know exactly what month it'll be. Just have to talk to as many people as I can. The ones that are excited along with me will, again, one person tells one, that's two, and the two tell two, and that's four, and you keep on going. It's going to spread like wildfire.
And what I'm going to do is, you send me the information from your group. I'm going to pass that along to Leo. Then I will pass it along to other people, and I'll begin putting together a number, an organization so we know who's who, passing around different numbers and ways to communicate with other people. And then when the committee is ready, they can contact me about getting a speaker to come down that's going to talk about the real issues. And, I mean, we're not going to talk in terms of, we're not going to gloss over many things, 9/11 including. And I want to get people that really want to take the layer of the onion skin off and expose the real criminals for what they're doing and how they do it. And get involvement from these Freemasonry groups. I wish they'd come forward. You can, if you're a Freemason out there, you want to talk to me. You think I'm way off base. You don't think the Freemasons are being used by the Vatican. If you don't think the Freemasons at the high levels are being used to bring down this country, then talk to me. And we can sit and discuss it openly. Now, I've had that happen once before with a Freemason, and I'll be very blunt. His arguments were weak. And in the end, they resort to just name-calling. So if you're a little bit above name-calling, if you think what we're saying here is off-base, call us. And that's what these groups are all about. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, and you think Glenn Wright is off-base, give him a call. Talk to him, and that's what we want to do. Open this up. And that's kind of how I envision it, Glenn.
Well, that's how I feel, too. My name and number's available. I challenge everyone out there to start a committee themselves, have Leo and yourself come in and speak, and go from there. Bring your facts, and we'll bring ours.
Yeah, and that's really the way it should be. But many people I found that are hiding the truth don't want to get into those discussions. What they like to do is just get you to get into a name-calling argument type situation, and I just don't subscribe to that. Nothing ever comes good of when you start name-calling people. Now, I mean, I would be more than happy, and I'll be honest, I've sat down and talked to people, high-level people in the Illuminati, and I'm willing to talk to them even more. Glenn, you hold on. We're going to come back, and I want to keep you on for one more segment, back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.